This ASA Educational Podcast is brought to you by Asgro. This week, Roger Olson, Technology Development Representative for Monsanto, joins us to discuss breeding and how Asgro ensures farmers are planting the highest quality seed in the fields.
I'm Roger Olson, and I'm a TDR with Monsanto. And I've been with Monsanto for 16 years, and I've been in the field doing various duties.
Can you tell us a little about Asgro's breeding philosophy?
We've been in the business for a number of years, and we've got a lot of innovation and things that we do with soybean breeding. When I look at soybean breeding, I like to look at it as like the foundation of soybeans. You got to have a strong base. When we look at Monsanto's breeding platform, it's really the process for all of our products, whether it's corn, soybeans, canola, sorghum, whatever it is. Our base really starts with the germplasm.
Great. How does breeding begin at Monsanto?
So how does the breeding really begin at Monsanto? It's kind of a continuum when you really think about it, because we've got a lot of different processes that we work with. Some of it begins in the lab where we're inserting genes into products and discovering them in that way. Then we've got a real big base, because Monsanto is all over the world. So we're drawing germplasm from around the world, which is pretty cool stuff when you start thinking about it, because you can start bringing in some different traits that we're looking for. Maybe it could be drought tolerance, insect resistance, things like that. So that gives us a really good base to work with. The seed chipping process is pretty neat technology that we're working with, where we can take a soybean seed, chip off a little piece of it. We can look at the DNA of that particular little chip, and that'll tell us whether or not is it a trait we're looking for. It may be, you know, for like some kind of insect tolerance, maybe some other kind of tolerance for disease. But what that does for the breeders is it tells me, hey, those are the traits that I'm looking for. That's the bean variety that I want to start ramping up. And that helps speeds up our process. Otherwise, if we're looking at thousands of different varieties, which we do, but we want to make sure we're looking at the right variety. So that's how we can bring products to the market a little faster.
And what does it take to create an Asgro rock star?
We create our rock stars is we're looking for, first of all, elite germplasm that we know it's going to yield. It's going to give the farmer the most opportunity out there. But the other thing that we're looking for is some agronomic traits. Maybe for Phytophthora root rot, it may be for standability. We find them in the Asgro brands, so it's got to yield and at the same time have a very good agronomic package that goes along with it. And it's already been tested already 5-6 years before it gets to the TD group. And the neat part about it is it's gone through several different phases. And if it doesn't cut it at our stage, then it'll just get pushed aside or maybe go some other area. So it goes through a real strict regimen of making sure that the variety is going to be consistent for the farmer on year in and year out. Because, I mean, you don't want something that's kind of a flash today and then tomorrow it's gone. They want something consistent that can yield and they can trust. What we're doing at the Asgro brand and make sure that we have these rock star type varieties for the farmer is that we test in different maturity zones. We want to make sure when we're telling people this is going to fit in our area, they have confidence and they can believe it and have a little trust in us. We're trying to bring it down to the local level. And we know the customers in the area. We know what their needs are. It may be Phytophthora. Maybe they got some tight, gummy-type ground that they're working with. But we can find those varieties that they can plan on those type of situations, whereas I think some of our competitors are missing some of those opportunities.
How long is the process to bring a product to market?
So how long is the process to bring a product from the concept probably to, you know, for the farmer can plant it? It could take anywhere probably from 6 to 10 years, depending upon if we're inserting traits or if we already got the traits, you know, already into the system, then we probably can do it in 5 to 6 years. And part of it's because of the chipper that we use, because we can start identifying beans a little quicker in the system and then making sure we're bringing the right ones.
For more information, visit asgro.com. Always follow grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions. Individual results may vary. This has been an ASA Educational Podcast presented by Asgro. Thank you for listening.